الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد سيد الأولين والآخرين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى كل من صار على منواله بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, once again, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The tafsir is coming your way from here, Masjid al-Sahaba in Kundila House in Edge State, Maiduguri Road, in the city of Kano here in Nigeria. Today is the 14th day of the month of Ramadan. So we take some of the questions before proceeding as usual to the tafsir.
Inshallah. The first question is from Muhammad Yalwa. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, Sheikh, I have been afflicted with waswasi and passing wind constantly tracked, which has made keeping ablution impossible for me, even for the shortest period of time. Most times it happens while I'm still performing ablution. I have been trying to find cure, but I haven't gotten one yet. Please, Sheikh, what do I do?
Alhamdulillah, I ask Allah the Almighty to give you permanent and lasting cure for this predicament. As to the issue of constantly breaking wind, well, this might be due to the condition of your stomach or some ailments. Why shouldn't you consult medical area so that inshallah a remedy will be given to that? There can be a healing. Unless if somebody is afflicted with constant breaking of the wind, it becomes a cycle. If it is a disease, there is no way. You just maintain it, try to pray as much as possible. If it becomes like constantly coming uncontrollable, so you pray like that in this reality. But concerning waswasa, the whispering of the Satan, the rule is that the one doing waswasi should try as much as possible and remove the effect of the whispering in his own mind. How? If you are performing ablution, the waswasa strikes, try to convince your mind that it's not as my mind is telling me. Just forge ahead. Otherwise, it keeps on worrying you. Some lady told me some years back that she will enter latrine to perform ablution, but she will perform ablution 10 times. 10 times. She will do it. The waswasi will tell her it's not correct. She will take it again. I said, look, do not trouble yourself. Do it since practically you have done it. That is enough for you. Because Allah does not bear a burden on a soul which it cannot bear. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. With this, inshallah ta'ala, you will be able to conquer the waswasa and the issue of breaking of the wind, as I have explained to you. Wallahu a'lam wa bihi tawfiq. May Allah give you permanent cure like I have said earlier.
Second question is saying, if a man meets the imam seated at the second rak'ah of Jumu'ah prayer, doing tahiyya, can I join him and attend Jumu'ah prayer, or I have to pray Zuhur?
If you meet your imam at the last unit of the prayer, because Jumu'ah has two units, the first and the second, so you will meet the imam during the last unit at even tahiyya session, you just joined to get the barakah and blessing, but not Jumu'ah, because for you to achieve a salat, a minimum qualification of a raka'ah should be there. And raka'ah or unit is achieved before the imam rises from ruku posture. Now, he has passed the stage. Now, at-tahiyya sitting. You don't have Jumu'ah. But can you observe Zuhr? Yeah. In the absence of Jumu'ah, you go around and pray Zuhr. Wallahu a'lam wa bihi tawfiq.
The next from Abdul Mumin Tanim Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide you and keep in good health. Ameen. Please, Sheikh, if somebody fast and he went ahead and break his fast, thinking that time to break fast have reached, just to him discover remaining 4 minutes and isn't international,
And he's in what?
International. Maybe he's using international calendar.
Well, you see, we should be very careful looking at the timing of Imsak. Imsak means the time we shall stop eating and the breaking of our fasting. We should be very careful. We should be updated on the timing system. But if somebody breaks his fasting, thinking it was the time, but unknown to him, it wasn't the time. In that case, there's an element of forgetfulness. إن الله تجاوز لي أن أمتي النسيان والخطأ وما استكره عليه. Allah forgives whatever that a Muslim does out of forgetfulness or out of mistake or if he is false. In the light of this, since you didn't do it intentionally, your fasting, inshallah, is there. But be careful. Wallahu alam.
Assalamu alaikum. Sheikh, may Allah preserve you upon the goodness.
Amen. Wa-iyak.
My questions are, number one, is a land snail haram, as said by Imam An-Nawawi? Imam An-Nawawi.
Land snail, is it haram? Because snail can be of two categories. There are water-based snails, and there are upland-based snails. Well, I have never come across the fatwa of Al-Imam An-Nawawi, as you say, that it is haram. So give me chance to check it. Maybe tomorrow, by the will of Allah, you will hear more on what An-Nawawi said, as you say. Wallahu a'lam bi tawfiq.
So the question number two is, is it an insect like butterfly?
Is it an insect like butterfly? Well, allow it. Wait for my further research and investigation.
Okay.
So I join the two. Please just remind me.
Okay.
Wallahu a'lam.
This must be end of.
Thank you very much. May Allah accept our efforts in answering your questions. May they be correct. Allahu a'lam wa bihi tawfiq. Ayah 79 in Surah Al-Isra. Let's take the first qira'ah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا
وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا And say, Rabbi, O my Lord, Adkhilni mudkhala sidqin. Cause me to enter mudkhala, an entrance of truth, an entrance of honor. Wa akhrijni, do cause me or bring me out of an exit of truth. This is a prayer that you should offer as a Muslim. Wherever you enter, you seek Allah's help to enter a place of blessing, a place that will give you the chance of maintaining the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا O Allah, appoint for me a supporting helper. That is, give me sultanan, a proof that helps me in understanding your teachings. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ Tell them the truth has arrived. وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ And the falsehood has departed, has vanished. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ ذَهُقًا Certainly, the falsehood is by its nature bound to depart. Yeah, wherever you see the falsehood, it will definitely depart. The only thing is that the truth can pick bone with the falsehood. as a means of trial for the believers. Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim says, Al-Haqqu mumtahanun wa muntasirun fala ta'jaz fadhalika sunnatur rahmani. That is, the truth is bound to be tested, but is going to conquer. Do not be weak. That is Allah's pattern of doing things. Allah says, بَلْ نَقَذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ ظَاهِقٌ وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ. That is how we take the truth and strike the lies or the falsehood, and you see it be taught. So, وَقُلْ جَعَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. نعم.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ but وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. وَنُنَزِّلُ, we've been sending from time to time, instrumentally in piecemeal, نَزَّلَ in piecemeal. We've been sending, okay, out of the Quran, that which is a healing. Quran is a healing. It's a curing healing. It's a healing cure. Allahumma ja'alhu lana kadhalik.
Ameen.
Wa rahmatan, as a source of mercy, lil mu'minin, for the believers. Wa la yazidu zalimina illa khasara. It increases nothing to the wrongdoing people but total loss. Quran is shifa, but some people may misconstrue the meaning of Quran being shifa into writing on a tablet and washing it and drinking. All right, it is shifa, and for you to understand the meaning that it is shifa, you go back to the life of the Prophet and the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhi. If you concoct an entirely new design, new fashion to make it shifa, then it was not shifa for the Sahaba, because they didn't do it. And they were the people to whom the Quran was even addressed. Okay. May Allah guide us aright.
وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَئُوسًا.
وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. When we bestow gifts on a man, he turns away. وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ, keeps away with his side. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ, when an adversary touches him, any calamity attacks him, كَانَ يَأُوسًا, he becomes desolate, he becomes hopeless. You see, this is man's nature. When he is enjoying Allah's blessings, you see him turning away, wouldn't remember Allah, but when at least he is touched by any adversity, then he becomes, you know, as if his own sense goes away because of al-ya'as. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. قُلْ كُلٌّ.
قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا.
Tell them, كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. Let everybody act according to his own style and design. Shakila. Naam? Al-mu'min ya'malu ala shakilatihi al-imaniya. Wal-muttaqi ya'malu ala shakilatihi, yani min janib al-taqwa. Wal-fasiqu ya'malu ala shakilatihi al-fisqiyya. Qul kullun ya'malu ala shakilatihi. Let everybody walk according to his own style. Okay? But that doesn't give you a chance to do as you wish. This is a kind of tahakkum.
No.
Otherwise, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, the truth is from your Lord. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ, let him that wishes believe. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ, إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. So, قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ, your Lord, أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. Your Lord is the one that knows best, the one that is rightly guided. Now,
ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا.
When the Jews or the Christians came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asking him some questions as a means of wanting to prop him, you know, they were asking questions, sometimes sarcastic questions. Part of this question was that we are asking you about Ar-Ruh. Ar-Ruh means the spirit. Tell them Ar-Ruh min Amri Rabbi. The spirit is entirely my Allah's afia. Only Allah knows its nature, its typology, how it is. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا خَلِيلًا. You are not given out of knowledge but just little. No matter how knowledgeable you are, this ayah speaks of you as having just small part of knowledge. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. نعم.
وَلَئِن شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا.
وَلَئِن شِئْنَا, if we had will, had we will, will have taken away that which we have revealed unto you, Ya Rasulullah. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. And you wouldn't get any wakila, disposer of affairs, to help you if that thing had happened. Now.
إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا.
إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ, save for the mercy of your Lord. Because of the mercy of your Lord, that wouldn't take place to remove what we have given you. إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ, certainly the bounties of your Lord upon you, كان كبيرا.
كان
عليك كبيرا. The bounties of your Lord are on you. This كبيرا, so big, so gigantic, because Allah has given me a lot and Allah doesn't remove it. Now.
قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله. لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا.
قل, tell them, if men and jinn, لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن, okay?
Yeah.
If mankind and the jinn were to come together, that is لئن اجتمعت. By Allah, if mankind and the jinn were to come together, to congregate, to assemble, for one thing, namely, ala an ya'tu bimithli hadha al-Qur'an, for them to produce the like of this Qur'an. The like of this Qur'an, Allah says, la ya'tuna bimithlihi. They will not bring, okay, the likeness of this book.
Yeah.
وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِرًا. Even if part of them were to be supporter of one another, they cannot. This is a challenge upon challenge. Nobody can produce the like of the Quran. With our sciences, technology, computers, whatever, still this challenge is there. Some made some laughable and comical fruitless efforts in the cycle of unbelievers, but it's an exercise in futility. The challenge stands till the end of time. Naam.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. We have detailed people, clearly make things clear. That is صَرَّفْنَا أي بَيَّنَّا وَشَرَحْنَا. نعم. For people in this Quran, we give them every kind of example to draw them to Allah. But فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ, the majority of mankind, refuse, they decline. إِلَّا كُفُورًا, they prefer only doing kufr and disbelief. نعم.
وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كتفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا.
ولقد صرفنا وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا. The unbelievers were saying to the prophet, they said to him challengingly, لن نؤمن لك, we shall never believe with you until حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا, until you are able to make from the face of the earth to make a spring gushing out for us. Allow the earth to gush for us water, that is yambua, strength. How alternatively, if that is not done, okay, this is like an alternative. أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل, or let there be jannah, a garden of death for you. وإن ابن أنجرأت فتفجر الأنهار, so that you gush out spring again. خلالها, through it. Let water be gushing out tafjira in a remarkable way of bringing it out. Naam. أو تسقط السماء, another alternative. Or bring down upon us the sky. Subhanallah. كما زعمت, as you claim. كسفن, bit by bit. أو تأتي بالله, or you should come along with Allah, والملائكة قبيلة, come along with Allah and the angels قبيلة, you know, front, facing us, we see them face to face. You can see the unbelievers, we are making these rantings as a challenge, as a mark of denial, and their intransigence and disbelief. ونعوذ بالله من ذلك.
آمين.
نعم.
أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا.
أو يكون لك, another form of challenge in the alternatives, or let there be a house for you, من زخرف, full of ornament, زخرف, أو ترقى في السماء, or if you can do this, why wouldn't you ascend to the sky, let's see, ولن نؤمن لرقيك, in the event of you ascending to the heaven or sky, we shall never believe in your ascendance حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأ, until you bring down for us a book that we can read. Apart from the Quran, all tell them, سبحان ربي, glory be with my Lord, هل كنت إلا بشر رسولا, I am but just a human messenger of Allah. Allahu Akbar. نعم.
وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى إلا أن قالوا أبعث الله بشرا رسولا.
وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى إلا أن قالوا أبعث الله بشرا رسولا. Nothing stops people from believing except they are saying, that is when the guidance reaches them. Until they said out of insolence, oh, will Allah send a human person as a messenger? They were denying. Why should Allah send a human being like Allah, like us, as a messenger? So that became the reason for denial of the iman. Now,
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا آية 95. Tell them, if there were angels yamshuna walking on the face of the earth mutma'innina comfortably, okay, in security, lanazzalna alayhim min as-sama'i malaka rasula, we will have sent for them from heaven, you know, malaka rasula, an angel that is messenger, meaning we are sending human beings, we are sending human beings messengers in human form because they are like you. If an angel, okay, an angelic messenger were to be sent, there will be mismatch. It's going to be difficulty. How will you accommodate an angel? Do you see an angel? So Allah sends human messenger because you two are human beings. Can't you have common sense? Now,
قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا.
قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم. Tell them Allah is enough as شهيدا, as a witness, as between me and you. إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا. Certainly Allah is concerning his servant خبيرا, all informed, بصيرا and all seeing. نعم.
وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمًّا مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ كُلَّمَا خَبَتْ زِدْنَاهُمْ سَعِيرًا
وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ whoever that Allah guides, may Allah keep your guidance on earth. فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي is the one that is rightly guided. Meaning, whoever that has received Allah's guidance, surely, arguably, such man is the one that is rightly guided. But وَمَنْ يُضْلِي whoever that Allah leads astray, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي never shall you find for them أَوْلِيَاءَ helpers aside of Allah or beside Allah. وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ وُجُونِ we shall raise them on their faces on Al-Qiyamah عُمْيًا blind وَبُكْمًا and dumb وَصُمًا and deaf. مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ their recompense shall be Jahannam. Kullama khabat, whenever Jahannam subside, zidnahum sa'ira, we include them the burning fire. Waliyahu billah. Dhalika
jazaa'uhum bi annahum kafaru bi ayatina wa qalu a idha kunna 'idhaman wa rufatan a inna lamab'uthun khalqan jadida.
Dhalika jazaa'uhum bima kafaru, that is their recompense because of their disbelief and rejection of iman. They rejected ayat, that is our signs and our ayat. Wa qalu, they even said, a idha kunna 'idhaman, oh what if by the time we become bones, broken, dismembered, fragmented bones, warufatun, and we can't beat, a'inna lamabu'uthun, shall we be brought back to life? Khalqan jadida, as a new creation? They were saying this denyingly. Naam.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ وجعل لهم أجلا لا ريب فيه فأبى الظالمون إلا كفورا.
أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض قادر على أن يخلق مثلهم to the end of the ayah, which is ayah number 99. Haven't they seen that Allah that created the heavens and earth, قادر has the ability على أن يخلق مثلهم to create their like, نعم؟ وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلًا and Allah appointed for them a fixed time, أَجَلًا لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ in which there is no any doubt. فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ but the wrongdoers still decline and they refuse إِلَّا كُفُورًا but just disbelief and rejection of Imam. نعم.
قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذًا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ وَكَانَ الْإِنْسَانُ قَتُورًا.
قُلْ tell them, okay, لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذًا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ وَكَانَ الْإِنْسَانُ Katura, tell them, لو أنتم تملكون خزائن رحمة ربي. If you are the one in possession of the treasures of my Lord, if you are the one in possession, okay, of the treasures of riches of my Lord, or the treasures of my Lord's mercy, إذا لأمسكتم, you will have withheld your hand. خشيت الإنفاق. In fear of spending. وَكَانَ الْإِنْسَانُ قَتُرَمَانِ is by nature old handed. Now.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنُ فقال له فرعون إني لأظنك يا موسى مسحورا.
قال لقد علمت
ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر وإني لأظنك يا فرعون مصبورا.
ولقد آتينا موسى تسع آيات بينات. We did give Musa, okay, عليه الصلاة والسلام, تسع آيات بينات. Clear signs, 9 clear signs. Because I explained to you previously that ayat comes in about 5 minutes. Part of the ayat is what? A sign. We gave Musa ayat that we are 9. He was given what? For example, staff. His staff, when he drew it, it metamorphoses to what? A big serpent, snake, an ayah. He was given blood. He was given frogs. He was given, you know, a lot of ayat. He was given Torah. He was given the cleaving of the water. So we gave Musa tis'a ayatin bayyinat. Clear 9 signs. Fas'al bani Israel. Ask the children of Israel. Iz ja'ahum when Musa came to them. Faqala lahu Fir'aun. Fir'aun said to Prophet Musa, denyingly, إني لأظنك يا موسى مسحورا. I perceive you, O your Moses, as somebody that under the influence of black magic. أعوذ بالله. مسحور. قال موسى replied by saying, لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر. You know pretty well, none that sent these signs, but the Lord of the heavens and earth. Basair as clear evidence for whoever that cares to take heed. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَصْبُورًا. I perceive you, O Pharaoh, as somebody destroyed. Now, which is more ugly? Calling Musa Masrura or Prophet Musa calling him Masbura? Al-Khubur means destroyed. you have been just obliterated, destroyed. But Masur, it is just a claim that he made, that Anta Masura, that is under the influence of black magic and sorcery. But if somebody is said to be Masur, that is لا تدعو اليوم صبورا واحدا وادعو صبورا كثيرا. So I perceive you as somebody that has been condemned by Allah, that has been destroyed. That is more ominous, much worse than just the Masura, if at all Prophet Musa was Masura. Naam.
فأراد أن يستفزهم من الأرض فأغرقناه ومن معه جميعا.
فأراد أن يستفزهم عن سبيرو, that is Fir'aun, tried to expel them من الأرض, from the land. I told you yesterday, الأرض may come and it may mean what? Misr. Just also, as we read yesterday, وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَسْتَفِزُّونَكَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. The Kafirun of Makkah tried to remove you from what? To drive you out of the land, which means Makkah. Here, al-ard, فَأَرَدْ أَنْ يَسْتَفِزُّونَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, it means it is. Okay? فَأَغَرَقْنَاهُ, but we drown him. He was drawn in the water. وَمَنْ مَعْهُ جَمِيعًا, along with those of him all together. Now.
وَقُلْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا.
وَقُلْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, we said, مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, after Pharaoh was destroyed, we said to the children of Israel, "Uskunu al-ardha, tarry on the face of the earth." فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ, with the final appointed hour comes, جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا, we shall just bring you together in group, jointly together. Now,
وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا.
وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ, it is in truth we sent it. What is that? The Quran. It was sent in truth. وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ, and it descended in truth. Look at it. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, we didn't send you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا, as a giver of glad tidings, وَنَذِيرًا, as a warner. نعم.
وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا.
قرآنا, it is a book worthy of recitation that we sent it down to you. لتقرأه على الناس, for you to read it for mankind. على مكث, in a period of time.
Yeah.
Okay. ونزلناه تنزيلا, we sent it tanzila. ونزلناه, here we sent it bit by bit. Tanzila, in a remarkable way of sending down in this nature. Naam.
قُلْ آمِنُوا بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا وَيَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا.
قُلْ آمِنُوا بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ. Tell them, if you care, if you will, believe in the Quran or reject it if you care. But you should know, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, those to whom knowledge was given, مِنْ قَبْلِهِ, before this Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, if it was rehearsed and read to them, يَخِرُونَ, they used to just camp down لِلْأَذْقَانِ, on their cheeks, سُجَّدًا, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. وَيَقُولُونَ, they used to be saying, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا, glory be to our Lord, إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا, certainly the promise of our Lord is going to come to fruition. نعم.
ويخرون للأذقان يبكون ويزيدهم خشوعا.
Bowing down, coming down on their cheeks, crying, and that is to increase them their meekness and humility to their Lord. Allah Akbar.
قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا.
قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن. You either call upon Allah or call upon Ar-Rahman. أيما تدعو. Any of these beautiful names you call Allah with, فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. To him Allah belongs the beautiful name. Okay? وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَىٰ. Do not just make manifest your prayer. Ya Allah. You don't have to. وَلَا تُخَافِتْ. Do not say it discreetly. You don't even know what you're saying. وَبُتَغِي بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Strike a balance in between the two. If you are asking that, Ya Allah, just making it loudly or discreetly, silently, say something like, Ya Allah, as'aluka ar-rahma wal-maghfira wal-shafaqa wal-rizq al-wasi'a wal-siha wal-afiyah. Okay? So strike a balance. Take a middle course way in between the two. وقل الحمد.
وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا.
وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا. Declare. Say, praise be to Allah that does not take unto himself a child. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. He doesn't have any partner in his dominion. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الظُّلِّ. Allah didn't take any wali, friend, out of humility or out of humiliation. Because Allah has awliya, isn't it? Allah says, Allah inna awliya Allah. He said, but Allah doesn't take awliya because he is weak. He needs them to help him. That is Abdul, min Abdul. Wakabirhu takbira. Magnify Allah in the grand way of magnifying him. Azza wa Jal. That marks the end of chapter number 17, Surah Al-Isra. O Allah. Just as this surah comes to an end, if our lives come to an end, make it in a better way.
Amen.
Ya Allah, beautify our life with Quran,
Amen.
Recitation,
Amen.
Practicalization,
Amen.
And the correct understanding. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, wa bil ijabati jadir, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin, wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We meet next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.